This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, the DJV program. Look at where we are. It's the day before Thanksgiving and all through the house. Not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse. Warren Eckstein joins Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. No, Kara's not here, is she, today?
It's twice
Phil.
This week.
I know.
It's all
habit. It's only been a few years.
Right. Jay Kirshner, happy Thanksgiving to you, Victoria, Jennifer, my pal Warren Eckstein, who is really one of the greats, one of the broadcasting greats. And as I've said many times, if you're not my friend, you will not probably exist on this program. That's number one. It's important to be a good broadcaster, but you also have to be my friend. You have to be a friendly voice. And Warren is probably the friendliest voice when it comes to, there are a few pet shows around. The rest of them suck, but there are a few of them around. And so, but Warren has the longevity of 40 years. So I brought Warren in to give him a little starch, actually. Not only is he to be congratulated by all of us for his 40 years in broadcasting, helping people. He's been associated with me on this program or in my the various incarnations of it since 1993. Did you realize that? 1993. How about that?
Wow. A long time, Doug.
Yeah,
we've been
right.
Friends a long time.
Yes. Don't fall for this, Warren, because he's going to put you on the spot. So, yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah, it's been a few years. It's all right.
you're the other player in this. So last Saturday, I'm driving around, and I conspired with Warren's wife, Denise, who at first suggested that maybe I might want to do a little drop-in to congratulate Warren and put it on the air. And I said, nah, I don't want to do that. That's no fun. I want to engage Warren on the air. So I forgot how long you have to wait when you call a talk program that's any good. So I'm on the farm. I think I was moving some tractors around as it was with my trailer and my truck. And I'm on hold for an hour. So I'm waiting to get on. And I'm calling as Dennis from someplace in Washington. I forget, but I gave her some, Suzanne, the call screener, some silly name. Warren goes to the caller, thinking he doesn't know who it is. He just thinks it's him. And my question, do you remember what my question was?
Yeah, can you paint your dog's toenails? I remember the question, Doug.
Right. Okay. So.
Well, they make dog nail polish, right?
Oh, they do. Yeah, non-toxic, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Warren goes into this long explanation about what happens to the dog if you put toenail polish. Like he's fallen for this. He doesn't recognize my voice because it's not really a very good clear line. He goes on and on and on and on about, you know, how to do the nail stuff or what to consider. And then I asked him about clipping nails. Do you use the grinder or the other thing? And you went into the quick explanation. All right. So anyway, here's part of the part of the conversation from last Saturday calling Warren.
I'm going to go right down the list. We're going to start with my friend Dennis, and I believe it's Aberdeen, Washington. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the Pet Show.
How did you know, or how do you know I'm your friend?
I don't know you, my friend. I'll find out after you ask me a question.
The question is it legit, does it make sense to put nail polish on female dogs?
If the dog can do it themselves, I have no problem with it. But until then, I wouldn't recommend it. But as far as I'm concerned, my dog's nails will always stay the color they were born with.
You know what I know that really bothers me?
What?
What really bothers me is that you said that you thought that Jennifer Horn and her co-host on KRLA was your favorite morning program.
Yeah.
That really bothered me.
Why did that bother you?
Because you and I have been doing morning radio for, let's see, since 1993, I think, was the first time you were on my program. And that's certainly wrong. Of the 16 years that Jennifer said you've been on, or she's been associated with you, partially that's been because she was with me.
I know who
now
this is.
Now he's trying to figure this out.
I know who it is now. I see the Dennis. I see the Dennis. So the first letter is the same.
That it is. Yes, that's clever.
So why are you call, why are you giving me? You know what? I get up for you every Wednesday morning at 4 o'clock. You should be nicer to me.
That's true.
Good for you, Warren.
And you have been for a long time, as a matter of fact.
I have been. What a great guy. What a great. I should have known it was you right off the bat. I should have known.
To underscore the fact that 40 years is not really a long, long time, and to underscore the fact that you have been for decades, almost seems like millennia. As a matter of fact, I was on hold. I thought I was going to be millennia for a long time. That shows the popularity of your program. And the reason that people love you is because you are the genuine article. I found that out a long time ago. And so the fact that you are on the DJV program with me, and before that you were on the Good Day program, one of my favorites for sure, one of the fellows that really, you know, in a time when we had a lot of garbage on the air and a lot of garbage just in general, it's so refreshing to hear and listen to somebody who is whose soul is as big as yours is and his heart as big as yours is, and to be able to sometimes with a straight face answer some of these questions, and then to, you know, at the end of the day to think with some gratification that you really helped a lot of people. And that's what you do. We're all here to help. And so I'm happy to have you help people that listen to the DJV program. And so for that, I am thankful. I'm just thankful to have you as my friend.
And me as well. But I'm more thankful to have Daisy as my friend. So.
There you go. All right.
And then the show was over after that. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say for the record, right off the bat,
I don't recall hearing Doug's name anywhere in there.
Doug doesn't think I knew it was him. But that's why I made him wait an hour to get on the air. Everyone waits 10 minutes. I made Doug wait an hour.
Yeah. So you did finally mention my name, but it wasn't until I think the end of the call.
He was busy talking about his favorite morning show host. So
yeah.
Boy, you know, I'm one of those people. I can flow. You know, if I'm on with this one, this is my favorite host. I'm on with that one. No,
yeah.
I absolutely love both of you. I listen to both of your shows when I can. But Jennifer's in my hometown. She's a homie. Of course, I listen to them every day.
Come on, see. All right, if you had to pick, if we were both dying and drowning in the ocean. Who would you say? Who would you say? And it's okay. You don't have to give the answer, Warren, because I know. I know.
Let me put it this way. Goodbye, both of you.
Warren can't swim. That's the biggest problem.
Happy anniversary, Warren, though. This
Thank
is a big,
you guys so
big
much.
One.
I really appreciate your friendship and all the things we do together. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, well, you deserve the accolades. You help lots and lots of people. And by the way, I thought you'd be interested in this. After listening to your program, I mean, whenever I'm in LA on Saturday when I'm driving around, I always listen to you. And I thought as I maybe it became more abundantly clear as I was on hold for as long as I was, you are serving the wealthiest population and the fastest growing population in the country. And I'm not talking about dogs. There's a new survey out today. You can use this on the weekend if you want. The question was asked, well, the fastest growing population segment of the U.S. is? The answer is 70-plus. There are 40 million of us, who, and I'm putting you in that category as well, that has come of age. The 70-plus audience has the most impact on the marketplace, which I thought was pretty interesting. And so when you're helping people, when you're helping your sponsors, really that's, you know, kind of what it's all about. You're reaching the right people. And so many folks in the radio world have, and I know this sounds convenient, but over the years we always hear about the demographic, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but it's 25, 54. You got to get to those people. They're not the ones who have the money. They're not the ones who spend the money. They survive, and they have to spend, you know, the money to survive, but the people who have the most discretionary income are people who are our age. And they have the time also to spend with their pets, love their pets. Many people are alone when they're this age, And so they need somebody like you, Warren, to help them with the loved ones that oftentimes are the only ones in their lives. And that's
seniors are always much better to work with when it comes to their pets. They have focus, number one. They've gone through life, number two. And they really have the patience. Lots of times younger people don't have the same patience as older people based on they're involved with this, they're involved with that. But seniors really, really get involved, whether it be their dog or their cat or whatever, bowling, whatever they're into, and they really focus on it. That's why I love working with seniors. You know, years ago, my main focus was working with senior citizens at housing projects, trying to get animals legalized to go into housing projects. And it's just amazing to me the change among seniors when they have a pet and the change among the pet they rescued at the same time. It's an all-win situation. I love dealing with people that are senior citizens.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. But when you have somebody, the guy that was on before me, I think his name was George, you'd answered his question about three times, and he kept asking you questions. I think I would have, I tuned him out. But you're so kind to people. You always want to answer all their questions.
Well,
answer a question.
My show to get
into the next caller.
Dog. It's going to be better for the dog. So I am very patient. I wish Denise said, I wish I was as patient with her as I am with my callers. But it's true. I'm very, you know what? If they're taking the time to call me on the phone, the least I can do is take the time to help resolve their issues.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad philosophy to have, that's for sure. All right, Warren, happy anniversary. God
love
you.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. Here's to another 40, guys.
There you go. You can make it.
Jennifer, I'll be listening to you tomorrow morning.
Oh, perfect. I know you're out there, Warren. Wink, wink, Dougie.
Yeah. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including luxe sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. The DJV download every day, you can get the essence of our program. Sometimes people listen out of the hours the program is normally presented, and you can do that, listening live to the full show all day long at DJV show. And then there's the fast and furious way of finding out what's going on. Our most recent download, focusing on this woman, the creepy experience she had when her car notified her of the fact that she has been followed. She had a device in her car. That was a pretty interesting conversation. You know, you never know what's out there, what's going to happen to you. But check it all out. Our conversations every day free at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Coming up in a moment, another reminder about how silly you will be if you don't participate in our Thanksgiving Christmas contest that we have. Jay's going to update you on the contest and some other trending items for Thanksgiving as we continue here.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
You have a car problem? Don't know where to go? Maybe you're on a road trip when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. So, quick reminder, Jay, of the of whether we use stuffing or dressing on our contest. So, what do we have that it will be good for people participating? We have lots of people already who have contributed with their thoughts. So, what do folks have to do, and how do they do it?
Go find us on social media at DJV Show. That's for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tell us your favorite holiday memory for a chance to win the Works Holiday Prize Pack valued at $350. You can get all of the information also on those social media while you're looking, or go hit up DJVShow.com.
All right. We'll get the winner on the air on Friday. Meanwhile, we have been conducting, speaking of socials, some Thanksgiving polls, and what are you getting from people in terms of what they want? I know we were talking about this on the air, the cranberry thing. What are people saying about that? Who wants what?
48% say homemade cranberry sauce, where 23% say canned. 3% are for both, or either which one, doesn't really matter. Where 6% are just like, ew, no, gross.
How do you make cranberry sauce? I mean, do you have to cook the cranberries, right? Because they're, by nature, they're hard. So you cook them, you boil them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you mix them with in order to have, they have kind of a jelly consistency. What do you do?
Well, no, I mean, regular cranberries. I've done it with fresh whole cranberries, so you have to boil them.
Yeah.
And then you mix in, you know, I did one year, it was a Bobby Flay recipe. It was really, really good. And it had some lemon peel in it. And had some brandy. So it had like a whole kind of mix of flavors. It was really yummy. But it just depends.
Do you serve fish? Does anybody serve fish for Thanksgiving?
We've smoked salmon before, but not this year.
No. I'm just now wondering, because fish, I just noticed this. We were talking about turkeys being in short supply, which apparently wasn't really the case. Now, there's a big to-do about fish being in short supply, and the people that are fishermen are saying it's because of the situation in the oceans, the climate change, all the pollution that's in the ocean, the oxygen levels in the ocean is lower, so a lot of fish are not surviving.
Well, the more the temperatures rise, and this is where people don't seem to get it about climate change, the more the ocean temperatures rise, the fish have to move in giant schools away from whether they're warm fish or cold water fish, and they have to keep going farther and farther away to get to where it's a safe environment for them. And so it's just, and fish are dying, and they're not reproducing at the same rates because of the water temperatures rising around the world.
Yeah, well, it's something to be thinking about if you are having fish. I'd rather have a little bit of fish than anything else, probably, but it's harder to find the good stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your bow. Yeah, roll your bow.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden discussing an issue that's near and dear to a lot of Americans' hearts and wallets right now, gasoline prices. He spoke at the White House and said he is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, warning, though, it will take some time to have an impact on consumer-level gasoline prices. He also said this is not something that's happening just in America, but rather it's a global issue.
In Japan, it's about $5.50 per gallon.
Former President Trump says the president's Build Back Better Act is like throwing money out the window, and he says it's only going to make inflation and things like gasoline prices worse. And he told Fox's Hannity, had he been reelected, the U.S. would be the number one natural resource provider in the world.
We would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Mendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A judge in Waukesha, Wisconsin, set bail at $5 million for Daryl Brooks, the man accused of driving his SUV into pedestrians at a Christmas parade, intentionally killing them. Brooks will face 6 counts of murder, with prosecutors announcing the death of an 8-year-old boy on Tuesday. The prosecutor announced Mr. Brooks' lengthy criminal record at his bail hearing. Prosecutor Ms. Hopper.
As the bail recommendation, Your Honor, I'd like the court to be aware of a prior criminal history as it relates to Mr. Brooks. I can advise the court he has an arrest record from 3 states, to include Wisconsin, Nevada, and Georgia. Starting with the state of Wisconsin, the record begins in 2000. There was a conviction in that year for substantial battery, party to a crime. A prison sentence was imposed but stayed for 3 years probation and 6 months condition time. 2002, conviction for possession of marijuana as a repeat offender, sentenced to 50 days in the House of Correction. 2003, misdemeanor conviction for resisting obstructing, sentenced to 20 days in the House of Correction. 2005, there's an arrest from Langlade County. Ultimately, he was convicted of a county ordinance violation for disorderly conduct. What's remarkable about that is that he failed to pay the fine, so he was ordered to serve 30 days in jail on the non-payment.
Mr. Brooks' criminal record continued on, as we don't have enough time to announce it all. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thanksgiving on the DJV program, where we focus on what is important, what's pertinent, some of the good stories that make us feel better about ourselves every once in a while. Whatever is trending in cooking, I don't do too much sports here, but there are a couple of things floating around that Victoria and Jay and I want to talk about a little bit, like the fact that LeBron James was suspended. Was it a fight on the court? It looked to me like when I saw the video, looked at it quickly.
It started off with James.
I wouldn't have thought he was like he was about. I would guess I was surprised because I wouldn't have thought he was about that sort of thing.
Well, no. So LeBron James, he can get a little bit, you know, with those elbows throwing him around. It was a foul shot, and James threw an elbow trying to get at the ball a little bit harder than he should have, and it caused Isaiah Stewart to bleed on the Pistons.
Ooh.
I mean, there was gushing blood from his head. It was a whole situation, but as soon as Isaiah Stewart realized he was bleeding,
he lost it. He was trying to get at James. People were trying to separate them, trying to keep Isaiah Stewart away. He finally seemed like he was calming down, and he started charging towards James again. It was this whole thing. So LeBron James was suspended for one game, and Isaiah Stewart suspended for two games. But the bigger thing that people are talking about right now in NBA kind of news is the fan sitting courtside during a Kings Jazz game that had a regurgitation situation on the court.
Caused
a 15-minute delay and cleared the Jazz bench.
Really? Who was it? One of the players?
No, some fan. A fan that was sitting courtside.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter, clearly all that alcohol, maybe something he ate, got the best of him, and he lost it.
Do you think they should ban selling alcohol at sports events? It's a big profit center, but
the arena definitely put up on the Jumbotron after the situation and everybody was cleaning it up and stuff that they redid their whole alcohol and overly drunk people will be escorted out. Anybody acting a fool.
What does that mean?
Who's this guy should be banned.
But how do you define overly drunk? You're either drunk or you're not drunk.
Well,
right?
This guy.
He's a poster child.
If you lose it on the court or anywhere in the arena, that's probably a good guesstimation that you're overly drunk.
All right, here's this Seth Rollins attack. If you're a fan of Raw on the WWE, perhaps you saw this. I can't stomach these things. They're so stupid. And they appeal to the lowest common denominator, the way they yell and scream. The women as well as the men doing that stupid performance, running around the stage, it's just nonsense. But at any rate, having said that, I go back to the old days when there was real wrestling with Lord Leighton and Bobo Brazil and all of those guys. Those were real wrestlers. These guys today are big fakers.
It's all the same. It's none of it's fake. It's a choreographed match. They already know who's going to win. They know what their moves are,
amazing.
But they're still truly doing these stunts.
And they're getting injured. And this is just no joke.
So who was after Rollins? Somebody
a fan.
From
Seth Rollins was attacked during he was walking back and a fan jumped out of the crowd and totally attacked him and one of the referees and security quickly tackled him, but Rollins ended up with a fat lip.
What was the reason though? This guy, these people take this stuff that seriously? It's foolishness. Why would you jump into in the way of some guy who probably could beat the crap out of you anyway? Why would you do that?
I guess totally jumped the barrier. Question. He was identified as 24-year-old Elijah Spencer of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And this was all of this stuff was going on in Brooklyn at the big stadium.
Barclays Center, yeah.
Right. All right. We are talking a lot about the fellow who was charged in the parade killing. And it has brought some people around trying to find the stats. Apparently, there are like 140 different incidents that have taken place in the last year or so where vehicles ram into crowds of demonstrators. This is just since the George Floyd thing. So apparently, this is when people are taking license. We're not going to break this up. And even though that wasn't the motivation behind this more, the most recent one, there still have been a lot of vehicles plowing into crowds. And according to the stats here, only half of them have resulted in criminal charges against the driver. So what do we, how is that possible when you get down to brass tacks? Why would anybody who weaponizes their car, their vehicle, be charged with something? This is a really good question for people to be thinking about. Why is it that, and it's mostly white people driving into black crowds. Okay. Anyway. I know. It's what is it that motivates you to be that angry? That's really the question, I think. Is it considered domestic terrorism? Is that what they're going to charge this guy with that, aren't they? I think they are going to charge this guy with that. Yeah. I don't know. Just very frustrating to see all of this stuff. Ahmaud Arbery is another, that's a trial, the death trial. What is going on with that?
Jury's deliberating.
Close, yeah?
Yep. So we're not sure yet, but it's interesting because they're trying to do the same self-defense as Kyle Rittenhouse, and the cases have a lot of crossover. So
how so?
It's kind of like
Victoria.
Well, because, and, you know, I know a lot of people have very strong feelings about Kyle Rittenhouse, but, you know, that sets a dangerous legal precedent that you can just walk down the street with a gun, and if someone comes at you and you get into an altercation and the other person ends up getting shot and killed, and in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, then he gets to, he basically was acquitted because he claimed it was self-defense. Well, they're trying to do the same thing, even though Ahmaud Arbery was gunned down by these three rednecks, and they're trying to now claim that it was self-defense, and their case is already falling apart on the stand. The son of the, there's a father-son duo and then a friend who was there who filmed it, and the son, who does not look like he's right in the head completely, but he's being, he took the stand and said that, you know, no, there was no reason that they felt threatened. And he basically admitted that the whole thing is a lie, and, you know, they didn't like a black guy jogging through this neighborhood. They went on a hunt, and they got away with it for a while until this got national attention, and then the district attorney finally had to say, all right, well, we need to bring these guys in and arrest them. The father was a former cop, so there's a lot of behind-the-scenes, you know, sort of, I don't know, favoritism going on. That why they were not arrested right away is a big question that a lot of people want to know. And then they're trying to paint Ahmaud Arbery out to be the aggressor, and there's video footage that shows he clearly was not. So, I don't know, it's a mess.
These trials, man, they really are. They're pretty messy, and the news media is doing a great job of screwing up justice as far as I'm concerned. I have plenty of examples of that.
In case if anyone's wondering where Kyle Rittenhouse is today, he didn't go to Disney World, but he did go to Florida. He's at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump.
Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
Why? With that,
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the problem, is that you can see how blatantly political this whole thing is. Mm. Everyone on the right supported Kyle Rittenhouse. People on the left supported whatever the other opposite was.
Yeah,
And then he's all over Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. Everyone's making this kid into some sort of a martyr. And, you know, then he gets to meet with the former president at Mar-a-Lago. This is why there is such a divide between the left and the right. No one can actually just take a stand with a backbone and say what this kid did was wrong. Yeah, maybe he got acquitted, but what he still did was wrong. He shouldn't have been there.
But then it comes between the conversation of morals versus actual legality.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to do a better job of loving each other. By the way, the food's pretty good at Mar-a-Lago, if you ever have a chance to get invited.
That's the takeaway.
Gross. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, the food's good. I didn't say
hard pass.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're making it political.
It is political. It's Donald Trump's house and his profits
it's good food. The food is yummy.
There are a lot of places that have good food.
I had a great crab moon. You might also go somewhere else, but
did you say Crab Rangoon?
Yeah, they have great crab stuff there. So here's the justice in North Korea. Yesterday, a man was sentenced to death because he smuggled copies of the Squid Game into North Korea. This is I'm back to Squid Game. I know you've talked about it. It's a popular game. I get that. What is there about it?
It's a TV series.
Oh,
it's on Netflix.
Copies. What is so offensive? Why would the North Koreans not like it?
First of all, what does North Korea like? Number one, and two, I haven't seen it, but I think isn't it supposed to be a very staunch kind of social political commentary on North Korea? I mean, isn't that? I haven't seen it, but
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it.
I have no interest in it. I know a lot of people like it and have watched it, but they're going to do another season now on Netflix because it's the most watched thing they've ever done.
Really? So the trial continues for Elizabeth Holmes, who is the founder of that blood company, Theranos. Remember, she got to be a youngest female billionaire.
I feel like she is so happy that Ahmaud Arbery and Kyle Rittenhouse's juries are deliberating at the same time. Because we haven't even mentioned her. I mean, she's in the news every day, but she's probably like the sixth page. And no one has mentioned her. But, yeah, she stands to go to prison for a while, and there's a whole lot there that's pretty terrible.
And I feel like Ghislaine Maxwell, that's kind of gotten buried with everything, too.
Yep,
that hasn't started yet, has it?
Isn't it starting soon?
Preliminary. I think there's pre-trial motions and stuff like that going on right now. You want to find out what it is that makes your life better? If you have things going on in your life and you want some advice, there's a podcast that I'm doing. It's exclusively as a podcast. It's not connected to any radio program. It's called Zodiac Magic. And in the context every week of the, it's a new podcast every week, astrologer Laura Banks takes each day and has an understanding of the forecast for the day and how it will affect you, what the stars will mean to you. You know, we have a conversation, the Zodiac Magic that's up right now at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. It's a focus on your intelligence and how empathetic you are as we move into the month of Sagittarius. It's a very interesting time. So we take, again, it's fascinating how this stuff works and how you put the pieces together. So if you've ever had an inkling that you were interested in this sort of thing, help yourself to Zodiac Magic. Also, you'll hear our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, talking in this particular podcast, how she provided help for clients who had bad habits, using hypnosis, that sort of thing. And she explains how spirit speaks to her. So if this is a sensitive area for you, you'd like to participate by listening, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome to Tune In and Tune Up, your one-stop shop for fast facts and timely tips, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Driving on underinflated tires is never a good idea. It can lower your car's fuel economy and cause a possible blowout on the road. So get in the habit of checking your tire pressure manually. Head on over to O'Reilly and pick up a good tire pressure gauge, as well as a portable tire inflator or mini air compressor. Be sure to fill your tires to the pressure recommended by your car's manufacturer and not the PSI level indicated on the actual tires. Check out more helpful do-it-yourself tips at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's DJV program. It's Wednesday, November the 24th, and the day before Thanksgiving oftentimes means there are movies that will open today rather than Friday or Thursday, and I think there are a couple of those that we want to talk with Chuck Curry about. Chuck is our movie guy. Movie Moments right around the corner.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
You always surprised me with the music that brings a recollection to mind. So what's our recollection attached to this?
That is a Grey's Anatomy theme. Katherine Heigl, who was on the show in its infancy, played the character of Izzy, turns 43 years old today. Interesting person. As 43. She's pretty appealing, but she's had issues in the industry with, I think, like stage mother syndrome.
She's hard to work with. Yeah, you can hear that from a lot of people.
Rumor. Yeah. I remember seeing her for the first time, I think, in 92. She played the niece of Steven Seagal in the movie Under Siege 2. But she's very appealing on screen. She got a big break in movies, actually. I'll tell you a quick story. She did the movie Knocked Up in 2007 opposite Seth Rogen, the Judd Apatow film. Anne Hathaway originally had the female lead in that movie and then backed out at the last minute because she wanted a script alteration where there was a scene where she gives birth at the end. She did not want to see the head of the baby popping out, so to speak. So she was vehement. She wanted that out of the script. And they said no, and they wound up parting ways with her and then brought in Katherine Heigl. So that was her big break in movies. No Anne Hathaway, bringing Katherine Heigl. She's actually really good in Knocked Up, which is a very, very good comedy.
Right. All right. So there you go. That's nice.
That's a good story.
She does have a reputation of being difficult to deal with.
She does.
And
she did My Father the Hero all those years ago, too, with Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah, I remember that.
She's had some great opportunities.
She's bounced around in a bunch of TV shows that never really took off after Grey's Anatomy. So, I mean, they keep giving her a chance because they know she's appealing on film. She just is. Mm-hmm. But, interesting career.
All right, House of Gucci opens today. Okay, Resident Evil opens today. Why would somebody... Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. What in the world is that?
People love those weird movies. I've never seen
it.
That was a franchise.
No, I'm not into the Resident Evil ones.
No.
They're basically rebooting it. The trailer looks terrible to me. I have no interest. This will be interesting. The running time for Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, 2 hours, 36 minutes, opens December 10th. Fairly long sit, but I got to tell you, I'm very much looking forward to... this
what
movie, probably more than any. This.
What about the Gucci movie?
I mean, Lady Gaga's is certainly good, very appealing. She's great in A Star Is Born. Obviously, won an Oscar for Best Actress. I don't know how much. I just don't know how much box office this film will do. It's going to be interesting with a lot of the Oscar bait stuff starts to roll out. Will the more sophisticated moviegoers come back to theaters? We know the genre audience is somewhat there, but will they just wait to watch this at home? I think a lot of people might. I mean, I think King Richard was proof of that, $5.5 million opening. That should have did a lot better.
But don't you think that, I mean, and I love Venus and Serena Williams, and I'm a tennis player, but, like, that movie just doesn't have any interest to me, but House of Gucci totally does.
Yeah.
And I feel like Gaga's audience and fans will really go and see it.
Tony has something on TV. Showtime brought back Dexter after, I believe, 8 or 9 season hiatus for 10 episodes. I've heard initially read reviews of some people liked it, some people asked that it was okay. I got to tell you, after 3 episodes, this show is as great as ever. Michael C. Hall was born to play this role. I love it, and I thought episode 3 was awesome.
Different Strokes is going to get in front of a live studio audience. You see that?
They did that with All in the Family. The Kevin Hart and John Lithgow. What's Kevin Hart going to play? The Gary Coleman role? Too late?
Yeah. Yep.
That should be fun.
Fun we want. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Chucker. Thank you, ladies. Happy Thanksgiving.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.